Of course, St. Patrick's Day is this Sunday, and it's a good time to celebrate not only just St. Patrick himself, but also just Irish heritage here in Sonoma County. And to help us do that and also to share a bit of Irish history in the county itself, John Sheehy, he is the author of the recent On a River Winding Home about the Petaluma River that came out last November, correct?
That's right.
That's correct, and it's in bookshelves now. Good morning, John.
Great to be here.
Tell us a bit about the history of the Irish in Sonoma County, especially the early days.
Sure. And what's interesting to me is that they were the first big immigrant group here when Sonoma County was established in the 1850s, and they pretty much had that role through the 1880s. They came in three different paths. A lot of them were fleeing the potato famine in Ireland in the 1840s, the late 1840s. Another group had come out earlier in the mid-1840s to join the Mexican-American War. They fought on both sides. After the war ended in 1848, they then went into the gold mines during the gold rush. And then, like a lot of gold miners, they failed to make their riches and ended up coming to Sonoma County to become farmers. And then the third group were Irish revolutionaries who were exiled out of Ireland after the rebellion in 1848 to Australia, to the penal colonies, and then they made their way from Australia to San Francisco and up to Sonoma County. But prior to that first big immigration, we did have a couple really notable Irishmen who settled in Sonoma County before it was part of America. And the first one was a guy named John Reed. And he came out in 1824, just when the mission in Sonoma was being established, and he set up a little cabin along Crane Creek outside of Gitati and planted corn, of all things. But the Miwok, the Coast Miwok, did not really welcome him. They burnt his crops and drove him out of town. And he went down to Marin and to Mill Valley. He married a California woman who was a woman of Spanish descent, and therefore he was able to buy property, and he bought a big part of Marin County and became a big player there. John Reed School, elementary school in Roanoke Park, is named after John Reed. Okay. The second one is probably the most famous Irishman in Sonoma County, and that's Jasper O'Farrell. Now, O'Farrell was a civil engineer from Dublin, and he came out here in 1844 to work for the Mexican government doing surveying of land grants at the time. After the Mexican-American War ended in 1848 and the United States assumed control of California, he was commissioned to go down to San Francisco and map out the original street grid of San Francisco.
That's a pretty big deal.
Very big deal. He created the Grand Promenade, as he called it, which was Market Street today. And then, of course, there's a street named for him, O'Farrell Street in San Francisco. He made a lot of money. And in the U.S. Census in 1850, he was actually named as the wealthiest man in Sonoma County. I mean, given the fact there were only a few thousand people at the time, but it was still a big deal. And he went on to be quite a prominent player. He bought a big land grant out west here that extended from Freestone to Valley Forge, called the Rancho Estero Americano, created an estate called Annerley there, which was the name of his hometown back in Ireland. Mm. And that name now lives on in Annerley High School in Sebastopol, of course. Mm-hmm. So after the immigration started in 1850, a lot of those Irish who came to Sonoma County followed an Irishman named John Keyes, who started planting potatoes out in West County, Bodega, Bloomfield, Valley Forge area. And we had our first big boom, agricultural boom, in Sonoma County. And it set the pattern for what would follow over the next 100 years.
It was potatoes and not wine crops.
It was potatoes, and they were known as the Irish diamonds at the time. Okay. And we had a huge potato boom because potatoes were portable. They didn't need refrigeration. You could take them into Petaluma, put them on a boat, send them to San Francisco, and they lasted for months. So this huge boom took off. Everyone was planting potatoes for about 3 years, and then the boom crashed.
Why?
They overplanted. They ruined all the soil. This is a common theme that happened in Sonoma County in the 1880s. They eroded the soil. And finally, they had other competition from other parts of California.
Was the eroding of the soil, was that what happened with the potato famine in Ireland?
No, that was a blight.
That was a blight.
This was different. The gold mine mentality continued in California and continues to this day. People don't think about tomorrow. They just want to make money now. And that's what was going on. But that was replaced in the mid-1880s by the wheat boom. Now, this is something I did not know about the history. And this is what drew my ancestors here from Ireland.
Oh, really?
And so people started planting wheat here because there was a big demand for wheat in Australia and New Zealand. and they had their own gold rush. And their wheat supplies were coming from Russia, but they were cut off by the Crimean War. So they came to California for wheat. California, Sonoma County in particular, we all thought that we grew up, you know, supplying food to San Francisco. We were actually an international exporter from day one. And we were exporting wheat to Australia and New Zealand. And then when the Civil War hit in 1861, it cut off the wheat producers in the Midwest, and we started shipping our wheat around the horn to New England and all the way to Liverpool, England, to supply Europe. So this was a huge market. This drew a lot of Irish, because the word went out back to Ireland, this was the poor man's crop. You could get 160 acres down here, which my ancestors did. They came over from County Kerry. They got 160 acres down by Lakeville. And you could plant. It wasn't labor intensive. You had threshers and everything, and you could make money. Unlike fruit and unlike grapes, which you had to wait years to mature, you could make money in your first year.
You farmer, is your family farmers still today?
Or? No, they're not. They had the farm until the 1930s, until the Great Depression.
Okay.
And they were down in Lakeville, and Lakeville and western Sonoma Mountain were where the Irish settled. Largely, it was a big Catholic community. Petaluma and Santa Rosa were Protestant communities at the time. And the West County was the other part where the Irish settled a lot.
How come Healdsburg is somehow got the big St. Patrick's Day parade?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm sure they have a good raucous time as well. We're almost out of time, but there's also another significant Irishman that came over here. It's a big influence on the junior college. That was Frank Doyle.
Right. And actually, Frank is an Irish-American. His father was born to Irish immigrants back in Illinois in the 1830s, and Manville Doyle. And he was a big player. He came here for the gold rush, settled in Petaluma, afterwards ran a big livery stable. And in about late 1880s, he moved to Santa Rosa, and he started the Exchange Bank. And he hired his son Frank, who was born in Petaluma, as his head clerk. And then when Manville died, 1916, Frank took over the Exchange Bank. His father had been the mayor of Petaluma, city council member, head of the Chamber of Commerce. Frank followed that kind of civic background and, of course, became known as the father of the Golden Gate Bridge, because he's the one who in the 1920s, when he was head of the Chamber of Commerce, Santa Rosa, he called a meeting of all like-minded people to start developing a bridge for the Golden Gate.
Well, that's definitely, I don't think of any bigger contribution really than that, at least in the Bay Area.
No, and certainly then when, you know, right before he died in 48, he created the Doyle Scholarship Fund for students at Santa Rosa JC.
Which a lot of students benefit from.
Oh,
from
incredibly. It was a great, it was a great act of philanthropy, you know.
Okay.
And I think this is one thing about the Irish Americans, I think they have big hearts, you know.
And they're very inclusive today, also in their just kind of in celebrations today, aren't they? Or
yes, I would say so. And St. Patrick's Day, everybody is Irish essentially. You just put on the green and you dance and you listen to music and maybe you hoist a pint of Guinness or two.
Favorite entree though to eat on St. Patrick's Day?
Well, you have to have the corned beef. I mean, there's no getting around it, whether you like it or not, and the cabbage. But there's some really gourmet corned beef and cabbage out there these days.
I'll join you on the corned beef. I may hold on the cabbage.
Okay.
John, thank you very much for your time speaking with me, and I hope you have a happy St. Patrick's Day this weekend.
You too, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
That is John Sheehy. He is, of course, a historian here in Sonoma County. He's got a very big Irish heritage. What generation are you?
Fourth generation.
Fourth generation American Irish. And he just recently released a book, America on the River, Winding Home, on the Petaluma River, that came out last November.